Welcome back to the Hot Corner 91.3 WCRD. John Gordon, Mick Tidrow. Time to bring on lead writer for Bleacher Report, Zachary Reimer. Zach, thanks for joining us here on the show.
Thanks for having me.
As the season is just now starting to get underway here in a couple of days, who's a team you've got your eye on for the 2016 season?
Well, I think like everybody else in the known world, it seems, I have my eye firmly fixed on the Cubs after what they did last year, winning 97 games and kind of really getting the most out of the fruit they've been growing over the last few years, and then going out and getting Jason Hayward, John Lackey, Ben Zobrist, retaining Dexter Fowler. I put out my predictions for the season. I think they're going to win the World Series, and it feels really weird to say that with a straight face.
And with Joe Maddon kind of reviving this team is what one could say he's done with the antics he's done, not only on the field, but off the field with all the fun games outside, kind of keep these players off pressured. Really taking a look at all the other managers out there, why hasn't someone been able to do this before and get that kind of attention that Joe Maddon has gotten?
Well, it's funny because I think it's getting more exposure now, but he's been doing this stuff for years. I mean, when he was with the Tampa Bay Rays, he pretty much did the same thing where, you know, he's not a guy who goofs around too much. He's a very good on-field manager, and just the way he kind of goes about keeping the clubhouse together is unique. And I wonder now if other managers look at him and say, like, well, Joe has his style, and I want to do it, but I don't want to cramp his style either. And I don't know if anybody else could get away with it either, because if you kind of just copycat him with what he does to keep his guys loose, you run the risk of being just, you know, too casual, or, you know, run the risk of not being taken seriously by your players. Maddon, it's kind of well known as his thing, and he makes it work. So, you have to kind of hand it to him. It's his style.
MLB lead writer Zachary Reimer, Bleacher Report, joining us here on the Hot Corner. Zachary, what is a team that has started out hot in spring training that you could continue to watch as we go into the 2016 season?
Now that you bring it up, I realize I really don't know who's doing well in terms of, record-wise this spring. It's just not something that you generally pay attention to. But one team that is doing well is the Blue Jays. And, I mean, after what they did last year, I think you can kind of take that for what it's worth. They were a team that really hit the cover off the ball all season long with that terrific trio and that lineup. And as much as people might question how good their pitching is going to be without David Price, it only has to be good enough, and I think it could be even better than that. Marcus Stroman is a guy who has ace potential. Aaron Sanchez is a former top prospect who seems to be figuring it out. And everybody else in that pitching staff is either good or just, you know, serviceable. So they're a team that's played really well this spring, and they're a team I think can keep doing so into the regular season.
A couple of contracts for the Blue Jays that are getting the attention of everybody with Edwin Encarnacion and Jose Bautista. How do you think those contracts come into play during the season? Will they have an effect on the players and the team?
I don't know. I doubt it. I think what the Blue Jays have to hope for is that these guys will be in salary drive mode and go and have the terrific seasons, and I think they're perfectly capable of doing that. But the Blue Jays need to keep in mind, and it seems like they are keeping in mind, that Bautista, I think, is heading into his age 35 season, and Encarnacion, I think, is into his age 33 season. These are not young guys, so if you're going to think about multi-year extensions, you have to really kind of take it for granted that right now they're really good, but you have to realize maybe next year they could begin falling apart. So it doesn't seem like the Blue Jays are in a hurry to lock either of them up, and I don't think that's going to change, because I think they realize, you know, they're not a poor team, but they are a team that has limited resources, and allocating them to Bautista and Encarnacion could be a mistake given where they are in their careers.
And talking about the AL East, you got the Red Sox, who are looking to break this kind of slump they've been in and get back into being contenders for the East, and the Yankees, who are trying to head towards a more youthful movement and make a run. Besides the Blue Jays, who's the team that you feel can make a run for this AL East and maybe do some damage in the postseason?
I think the Red Sox are actually my pick to win the division. I think they're kind of being overlooked right now. I think people kind of look at them as more of a surprise team. I don't. I mean, you know, they finished in last place in 2015, but by the end of the year, they were actually a really tough matchup for everybody they came across, because they had a lot of guys kind of coming to their own, whether it was Mookie Betts or Xander Bogaerts, Blake Swihart behind the dish, Rick Porcello. And everybody's back this year. Now they have David Price, Craig Kimbrell, Travis Shaw at third base over Pablo Sandoval. So I think they're going to be a much better team this year. So I look at them as certainly a team that could challenge the Blue Jays. The Yankees, I'm not so sure. I know they made the playoffs last year, but they were really only good for one half. The other half, they didn't play all that well. And I think that was kind of reality kind of coming back to bite them with all the old players they have on their roster. They're building towards something. I think it's probably going to be another year or two before they get there.
MLB lead writer Zachary Reimer of Bleacher Report joining us on the Hot Corner here this evening. Zach, you mentioned a couple of players with the Red Sox, Mookie Betts, some young guys. Who's a young player across the MLB that you've got your eye on for the 2016 season?
A guy I wrote about just last week is Michael Franco, the third baseman for the Philadelphia Phillies. I think he's heading into his age 23 season. Last year was his rookie year. He only played in about 80 games, but he was very good when he was in there. I think he had an 840 OPS, something like 14 home runs. And this spring, he's just been knocking the cover off the ball. He's got OPS up over 900, I think, 8 home runs. And when I was looking into what he was doing differently, it seems like before he had kind of a long swing where he could beat him inside with fastballs, and it looks like he's shortening his swing up, keeping his hands closer to his body, getting around on the inside heat. And if he's doing that, in that ballpark, he could easily hit 30, 35, maybe even 40 home runs. So he's really got to watch. There's not many reasons to watch the Phillies this year, if we're being honest, but they do have kind of a young core coming into place, and he's going to be a big part of it.
Definitely good analysis there for a great player rising up in the Phillies organization. But moving towards a player who, or a team who you see as overrated coming into this season that could bust out in the 2016 season, who do you think that would be?
A team that I think is overrated? Or
yeah, team or a player that you really think that could, that has a lot of hype around him so far entering the season that you think could fall short?
Team-wise, I think you would have to go either with the Diamondbacks, although it seems like people kind of realize they're better than they were a year ago, but not as good as the Dodgers or Giants. But the team for me is probably the Detroit Tigers. You know, they spent, I think, $270 million this winter getting guys like Justin Upton, Jordan Zimmerman, and, you know, kind of reshaping their bullpen. Despite all that, they don't really seem like they're that much better than they were a year ago when they finished in last place. And it's a weird situation where they have a lot of star players, but a lot of them are past their primes. And that kind of came back to bite them last year. And I kind of see the same thing happening this year. So their team there, because of all their star power, is going to be big expectations. But there's a disconnect between the names on the jerseys and the actual talent levels going on there. So I watch out for them.
You mentioned players past their prime. You mentioned the Giants. And one of those guys that is a free agent right now that pitched for the Giants for so many years, Tim Lincecum, do you think he's going to pitch in 2016? And if so, for what team?
That's a really good question. I haven't been following the situation too closely. I know he was going to put on some showcases or something like that. But I think if he's going to pitch this year, somebody's going to pick him up on probably a minor league contract and see what he can do. But the reality is that he really hasn't had anything for 3-4 years at this point. This is a guy who, when he was in his prime, he got by on just blowing hitters away with mid-90s heat and terrific secondary stuff. He was able to mask the fact that he couldn't really locate the ball. And as his fastball velocity has gone down, he hasn't really been able to change that. And you've seen what's happened. It just, there's nothing there. So if you're going to take a chance on him, you have to be able to teach him some kind of location pattern. And that's something he was kind of aware he needed to do, and it was something he was never able to figure out. So I don't know. I at this point, I guess I'd be surprised to see him in the major leagues, but you will see somebody pick him up and at least give him a shot.
Quite a few players this year really need that reassurance to get their career back on path. Yasiel Puig, Samardzija would be one. Who do you feel that needs this season the most to be kind of one of their best seasons to get their career back on track?
You know, you mentioned Yasiel Puig, and I think he's a good candidate for a role like that. You know, he's only had one bad year. Last year, he was injured a lot of the year. He didn't really produce all that much when he was in there. And his legend as a pain in the butt continued to grow. But it's one bad year, and he's still under 25 years old. And he still has worlds of talent. And everything that's come out of the Dodgers camp this spring is that he has a better head on his shoulders. He seems to realize he needs to take things more seriously. He needs to work harder. And if that's kind of his attitude going forward, then you wonder, okay, well, maybe he's going to live up to this immense talent he has. But if he doesn't, it'll be two bad years in a row, and this is a Dodgers team that can't afford to eat some money to get rid of him. So I feel like this needs to be his shot. You know, you have all these good vibes. You still have lots of talent, so go make the most of it and, you know, get back on track.
Yasiel Puig, one player that's had off-the-field issues at some point during his career. Jose Reyes has been in the news as well for domestic violence incidents. And now that those charges have been dropped, what do you see in his future as far as playing with the Rockies?
Well, it's interesting. I don't know if the charges being dropped is going to save him from a suspension, because there were no charges filed and really no arrests made in the Aroldis Chapman case, and he still got 30 games. And it sounds like there is probably a little bit more to Jose Reyes' case than there was to his. So I do think he's going to get suspended probably for longer than Chapman was. And after that, I mean, I think he has another year under contract. And listen, the guy has no trade value, so he's probably stuck with the Rockies. You either play him or you buy him out. And, you know, if those are your two options, you might as well play him. So I don't think we've seen the last of him in a Rockies uniform.
MLB lead writer Zachary Reimer of Bleacher Report joining us here on the Hot Corner. Zachary, thank you for your time and joining us this evening.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.